Welcome to Winning Mood, short, sharp, stronger super coach and punting advice for the NRL week ahead. I'm Jacob Wynn from the Tripod. He's Tim Moody, the 2021 super coach champion and killing it in 2022 as well. We're live every single week at this time to share as much info as we can with each other and our audience, always under 20 minutes. Tim, the last couple of weeks you've been a bit under the weather, so I want to find out that you're all good this week and you got some snazzy shades on as well.
Yeah, I've got the Villiamy sunglasses. These are official. You can get them at Rebel. Peter Wins, all good sports. They're actually official merch. No, not really. I just picked these up. They're pink. They match the jersey and I really like them. So look, they're not going to be on all the show. I just wanted to show them off. It was a little bit like show and tell when you're in primary school. So moving on. Yeah, look, things are looking...
Is this a tribute to a Supercoach score by Kikau? I kind of was a bit disengaged and disenchanted because we had a tip on the Knights, I'm ashamed to say, with the first half start. That was covered in about 10 minutes. Your boy knocked the Knights captain into the shadow realm and carried on with it. So I lost track of how many points he scored. Is that what the tribute's all about, Kikau?
The Villiamy. He's my mascot, you know what I mean? So, look, I should probably have him there every week. He's part of my shrine. I've just moved him from the shrine to be part of the podcast, just to sort of...
Okay, so you're really feeling yourself, and Kikau represents your whole team,
top 100.
Him.
Top 100,
mate. That was my next question. What's the exact rank?
So we've moved up from 103 to 63rd, so pretty pumped. Nervous times ahead. I've actually been not myself. Like, I've been back to my old ways, been really nervous. Really nervous. It's too early to be this nervous, but I'm starting to get nervous and I'm just really over thinking everything and second guessing everything. And it's really, it's just painful living inside this head at the moment.
So. That's so impressive. Like, once you're already in the top 0.1%, you have to do so well to keep climbing, and you're going up against other people that are having outstanding years and have a great team as well. Why don't I put your team up on the screen, because let's talk about how you went in round 14. So tell us, like, what moves did you end up making and how did it go?
Okay, so this round I sold out Hudson Young, who I just brought in temporarily over the bye period for round 13. And I've moved him on for Brandon Smith as a downgrade to allow me to upgrade Joseph Suwali to Campbell Graham. So I didn't play Brandon Smith. He only scored 29, but he's actually been scoring really poorly all year. I sort of just picked him up because he was a cheaper sort of 370K option. Probably won't play him many weeks, I could imagine, unless he starts killing it. But yeah, look, his best score I can see is 102 in round three, and the rest of them are sort of 20s, 30s, 40s. So it's not great.
Harry Grant was out.
Yeah, he's not been doing good the whole time. So yeah, it's not fantastic. I think it's because it's put about an extra 8 kilos on to play lock this year. So I think it hasn't really suited. He's not getting as much minutes as we'd like for Supercoach. And because he's, you know, maybe a little bigger, he's not lacking that little punch that he had quick close to the line when he still was stocky and hard to handle. That's just my analysis. But that's not the good thing. Was I got Campbell Graham in? He did really well. He managed to score 95. Really happy with that. There was a couple of other really good performers in there. Cleary scored 106, which I captained. Talmalolo 89. Happy with that. Karaz, who we benched, scored 98. So that was pretty nice of him. He's going to start making some money. So that'll bring him up in the red light, green light, I guess. But teaser. He's a hold for a little bit, I think. Karaz,
he's outstanding, and the Bulldogs, a team that probably didn't generate collectively a lot of attacking stats. That's all changed in the last month. And do you have an opinion on what transpired on Monday? Because I'm still scratching my head as to how Parramatta, that were a 3 converted try favourite, went down by 30 and didn't show up for the game.
Footy can be a weird game. You know what I mean? You can have, you know, you put your life on something and then the complete opposite happens the time you're so sure of it. So I found that a lot over the years. This one was probably a bigger shock than one of, you know, I've had for a while, I guess. If the Dogs were to win, I thought maybe, you know, you told me they won in a close one, I'd be pretty surprised. But the fact that they just smashed them in the first half and then went on to keep doing it in the second half, it was just crazy.
Biggest Supercoach scores out of that? Yeah. Everyone's talking about IPAP every week. Did he go quiet? Were there some power players?
Look, I don't own him. So, yeah, I was watching him pretty closely. I think he only scored around 55, maybe 65. So, that's good for a non-owner because he's normally a, you know, pretty solid 90 for you. I actually had Max King versus IPAP in a couple of head-to-heads, and Max King outscored him, so that was pretty sweet. Wasn't expecting it. The Doggies, wow. Maybe, I don't know if they can keep this up, but new coach, he's managed to get them scoring, you know, I've heard almost the exact amount of points as they have in 10 rounds over body two or three rounds, so that's impressive. The Fox is on fire. Probably going to get a call up for Origin by the sounds of it with Tupu. I hear pledging his allegiance to Tonga on the same weekend. So I guess that's convenient for him. And that's awesome for Fox. Probably deserves that spot after the last two games. But yeah, like Matty Burton's killing it. Me, Karaz and Max King, like they've both got low BEs. They're both on my radar to sell because they're sort of my weaker. But other guys I sort of want to have as, like, I consider them keepers, or they're pretty much nuffs where they're no value to sell. So I can't really do anything with those guys. So with Karaz and King, I'm like, maybe I just hold them a week, get a little bit more money out of them, build that value up. I missed out on Ezra Mam. So if I can make up a little bit of money out of those two boys, I guess by not making any trades this week, which I'm possibly thinking about doing, which is going to take a lot of stopping that trigger finger going, because I've been, you know, having it go pretty aggressively all week, just sort of hovering over. But if I can save two trades and not sell King and Karaz just yet, my head, I don't know if this is the real mass around it, but by not getting Mam and not rushing these guys out, which I thought I was going to, I'm kind of saving three trades, but also making money. But the mass is probably not three trades. It's probably like 2.57 or some sort of wacky thing. So look, moving on from the Dogs, I guess there's more to talk about than that.
You referred to Tonga selection. So we've got a regular round 15 ahead, but then the rep teams will be picked, as in Queensland, New South Wales, New Zealand, Tonga were picked today. So that's not going to affect Supercoach because it's a standalone rep round. There's a comment there, who's to blame? So obviously there are dual eligible players for tier two nations that actually have to choose between their state and country. From a Supercoach point of view, I suppose you just hold your breath with a lot of the best players we're playing in that weekend, whether it's Origin or whether it's an international, and you're just hoping that they all get through. And other than that, so I guess you'd want to keep your powder dry with your trades. If a player is playing, you know, in those games, make sure they get through unscathed. But why don't we look ahead now to round 15 and get your thoughts on red light, green light.
Well, red light, green light. It's an interesting round for us in red light, green light. I've actually just got orange lights, which is a bit interesting. So very popular buy for the week that people were sort of were keen on is Pappenhausen. He was meant to be back, looming on the bench, was going to play on the extended bench, was looming. But look, he's got COVID now from what we hear and will not play this round. So do not bring him in this round. It's a bit of a weird one. Like, I don't know. You'd kind of hope that if he did play this week, he would have got rested, not played many minutes, dropped in cash a little bit. But he's top dollars. So for me, I'm thinking maybe he might be an orange light till after round 17, and I might wait for him to sort of return to normal footy, return from illness, injury, I should say, and also possible origin duties as well. Then next orange light is Nicho Hynes. I wouldn't sell this guy. He had a, you know, bit of an average week last week, missed a lot of goals. If he had to kick those goals, his score would have been, you know, much more impressive, somewhere in the 80s. So people wouldn't have been upset with that. I'm sure he'll do a lot of kicking practice at training this week, and he'll do a lot of extras. So he'll probably slot most of them this weekend. Taylan May and Targo, I think they're holds, Orange Lights as well. I wouldn't be selling these guys. I've just been assessing this one really close, especially Targo, who has been a little bit on the fence about, could I sell this guy? I just can't get around it. I think that there's more to come from this guy in attack, and he's just averaging well enough to, if you're going to move him on, you might move him on to someone that you think's going to kill it, but may not. So this guy's reliable. I like him. I'm going to stick with him. Grant as well. Grant Anderson. Wait a week on this guy. You know, anything could happen. He might get the game this week, but he's not going to go up in cash after this round. So you can still get him at bottom dollar. And then Pappenhausen might come back the week after, pushing him out with, you know, swapping around the side.
Meaning that's goes all to good. The wing, yeah.
Yeah, and then you've got no rise in price from him, and then he just disappears into nothing. And I don't think you want too many enough players that just disappear into nothing. Even if you think he might play round 17 for you, he's not going to score two tries every game. That's debut brilliance, the universe looking after him. And he probably will score plenty of tries going forward, but I'm sure he's a good person. And that's why the universe looked after him. That's why the Supercoach gods are going to let me go back to back. It's happening.
I believe in you, mate. Anyone else?
Reflects that I'm a good person. That's what I'm trying to tell you. No other orange, red, green, or anything. I'm probably going to hold.
Okay, do you want to answer Peter Johnson's question there? Should I think about trading Cody Walker to Mam to generate cash?
Look, I've been tempted. I couldn't get Mam last week. I've got Cody Walker, and I've been really tossing this one up as well too. But look, I've looked at the history. Cody Walker can go very, very well against the Dragons. And from memory, he's done that early in the round as well, last year as well, against this team. So he scored he could score you like a 150. The thing that makes me worried about Cody Walker is being at 5'8", he's setting up plenty of tries, but he's getting the try contribution, not the try assist. The tight contribution's only worth 4. The try assist, you know, you're getting the line break and the line break assist and the try assist. So, yeah, unless he's kicking it, it's only just the try assist. So you're getting a bunch more, like, you know, 20-plus points for it. So he's not getting awarded that as much this year. They're giving it more to the center. So if I could almost get around it. I've been really tempted, hey. But I'm leaning towards a no just because it kills me to sell a gun that I think – could kill it against the side. I know you kind of are thinking that they might not go that well against the Dragons this week, or the Dragons might be up for it. I know you're thinking that. I watched your show, but I can't. I've got to trust in Cody. He can go crazy.
Well, even though we do think the Dragons can keep it close, I was going to say Walker still has the more favourable matchup to Mam, who has to go down to Melbourne and has to play in the halves alongside Roberts, and also have people slightly missed the boat, perhaps because Mam would have already jumped in price. As you explained last week, that was a dice roll. Well done to those who got on him last week, because I know he did well. Any other major topics on the other shows you've been on? What have been sort of hot topics that everyone's been discussing?
I guess it's just kind of when to trade, how to trade, are we saving, can we run home with X amount of trades? Look, the thing is, for me, I'm kind of thinking I might take it easy this week with no trades. And the reason for that being is I've still got a couple of boosts up my sleeve. So if I want to boost, you know, set around 16, 17, that I can bring in 4 players in round 17, because we already get an extra, we get 3 in that round, just like we did in round 13. So I could bring 7 players potentially in that round. I don't need to rush it and go 2-2-2-2. So that way it gives me a little bit more assurity that the players I bring in are going to play 17, because the players I'm focusing on are round 17 players. If I brought in guys that were going to play round 17 and they don't play, that's really going to hurt, because there's some really juicy players like Brian To'o, who doesn't play round 17. But, oh, it looks juicy. But I'm going to have to pass on him and maybe have to pay extras for him later if I want to.
Well, speaking of, you know, rep players like Toto's got to still get through two origins. I'm just always nervous. It's just so brutal. And there always are injuries, you know, such as Xavier Coates in game one. And it's happening every week. It's a war of attrition. So having those trades up your sleeve is so crucial as well, because you just can't count on anyone being a sure thing in your lineup in a few weeks' time. And having that flexibility will be huge. Mm-hmm. Mate, we can give away another jersey. So that will be, we're talking Sunday all about game. The Bulldogs. Yep, Sunday game, Dogs, Tigers. Comment
They're
the last try scorer and the minute. So does Addo Carr need to make even more of a case? I think he's already made a pretty resounding one. And I'm sure Freddie will be watching that game. And that's thanks to Toppy.
Three in a row, back to back, or like to back, like a triple.
He didn't get a hat trick last week. He got a hat trick against, we must have at least got a double.
In my mind, he did, but maybe it was just that.
He has been on fire really now. Jersey giveaway is thanks to Toppy, as is our 2 of 3 try scorers. Oh, you're right. He's got back to back hat tricks.
1, 2. Yep. All right. Yeah. So here's our.
Now, what about our 2 of 3, which got up last week, and we had two variations of it, and in the end, they both got up. But talk us through the round 15 version.
Okay, so yeah, we got up last weekend, which is nice. We've got Talakai again this weekend, liking the feel of him against the Titans. I think he's going to punish him. Targo, people are thinking about selling him. I think this is the week he'll probably sell. I can see him just, you know, Panthers punishing the Warriors. And instead of having to pass the ball to put the guy over, just having the time and space to just run over himself and throw in a dummy. So I can see him doing that. And you've thrown Brimson in. You always got these left field ones, and you're always right with these weird ones. Oh yeah,
Bailey Simonson.
Yep, I just dropped the S and put a B and some in there.
We do like Parramatta's chance to bounce back from that humiliating defeat in obviously at the hands of the Dogs. And Simonson, I mean, everyone's thinking Sivo. I'm a bit concerned with Dylan Brown, if anything. So I actually think the right side attack could be the way to go for Parramatta. So we've got Simonson there. But yeah, as you say, we didn't hit Sivo last week in our 2 of 3, but luckily we didn't need to because we'd already hit early in the week. And just looking back, the Fox, he did get a double in the loss to Penrith and then backed that up with a triple, obviously, on Monday against Parra. So I don't know, does that mean he gets 4? Against the Tigers, but certainly he's playing with an edge, that's for sure. And in terms of our bets, we've already mentioned that we think the Dragons could keep it close against South, and the best way to play that, I think, is to play either team 1 to 12, where it's kind of like taking Dragons plus 12.5, as long as they don't get blown out, or as long as they don't win 13+. So you got to have some faith that the Dragons can match it with South's. South is still kind of missing a couple of key players, waiting for guys to come back, such as Luttrell. We've gone Parramatta, as I said, as well. I just feel like the Roosters have had murderers row of opponents and some really brutal matchups, and they've been on the wrong end of a couple of results recently that would take a lot out of them. They're not full strength, whereas Parramatta are. And Manly, we're going to take in the first half line. That might be unpopular too. They play the Cowboys, but it is at Four Pines Oval, as they call it, Brookie. And again, Manly with DCE back, and they have a forward pack I think can match it with the Cowboys, which is also a strong unit, if not get on top. And it's a big game for Manly that's gotten into form as well and chasing a top 8 spot. So we're playing them plus 2.5 in the first half. So that's my kind of strongest punting advice, as well as getting on our 2 of 3 ain't bad. Have you got any other wisdom to share with the people? Otherwise, you can let everyone get away.
Don't worry about the FOMO. You can't fit every player in. Some players look really, really tempting because other people have them and they did well last week. Trust in the guys you got, unless they've really, really got to go. You know what I mean? And you need to do something. Don't panic. Otherwise, you're just moving out. You know, the guy that you were really keen on a couple of weeks ago, that was the next hot thing for the guy that just impressed you recently. So be a little bit loyal and it'll repay you.
That's beautiful wisdom there, mate. Well, good luck, guys. Gamble responsibly if you are having a punt. And we hope we put you in a winning mood.